or visit Barracuda.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Sadly and unfortunately, Mitch McConnell is saying he will not allow a vote on anything that isn't a tax matter. And that's his response to the effort in the Senate to get a vote on the DREAM Act. But let me tell you, things are going very, very well in the House of Representatives, the Democratic Caucus, our leadership. Last week, Secretary Duncan at Education was having conference calls across the country. The administration, finally, hey, what do you think? We got a game plan in which everybody has the same objective. We're acting as Democrats who are searching for some fairness and justice. So the team is working in a coordinated fashion. That's a good thing, and that should give us good results.
Okay, let's get at the Talk Radio Countdown with that Representative Luis Gutierrez comments. Everybody except the Republicans, he says, are on board in support of the DREAM Act. Okay, so you'll bite, I'm sure. What is the DREAM Act? The expectation is that the Congress is going to take up legislation that would give some of the people who are here illegally a path to citizenship. Thus, the dream, the end of the dream, the DREAM Act aimed at illegal immigrants who were brought here as children by their parents. They'd qualify for illegal residency if they complete 2 years of college or 2 years of military service. Critics say it's still amnesty, no matter how you shape it or cut it. The bill faces long odds in the Senate. The measure has the support of Democratic congressional leaders as well as the Obama administration. Opponents, though, say the DREAM Act is likely to cost $6 billion a year for the U.S. taxpayer, a charge backers say doesn't really add up. It will mean fewer jobs for U.S.-born workers. So what say you on this? Your opportunity coming up at 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, from CBS, Bob Schieffer speaks with Gabby Pacheco, who's an undocumented student, making her case for passage of this act.
Tell us in a sentence or two, what is the DREAM Act and what's it going to do?
The DREAM Act is a legislation that would allow students like myself that came to the United States as children the opportunity to give back to the country we call home, the opportunity to serve in the military and fight in the line of duty hand in hand with our friends, the people that we grew up with, and at the same time have the opportunity to go to college and come back and give to the economy that is so much needed right now for our force and our taxes.
Well, does it give you citizenship or just a legal reason to live here? How actually does it work?
Right now what the DREAM Act says is that it's going to give us a non-immigrant visa for 10 years. And after those 10 years, and we've been able to do either 2 years of college or 2 years in the military, have had good moral character, nothing that is, you know, bad or a misconduct, we will be able to apply for legal permanent residency.
I see. And where is it right now? They're saying that it may not get done in the lame duck simply because there are other things ahead of it.
Well, we know that this is a priority. We know that Senator Harry Reid has talked about it. We know that the Latino vote was the one that pushed it and was able to get him to win his reelection in Nevada. And so this is something that is an issue that is affecting a lot of students. We've had this for over 10 years, and now we've been able to see a new report that the CBO has brought out that says that it's going to bring a 1.4 net income over a 10-year period, and this is something that we've always felt in our heart, that we are part of not a problem but a solution.
If you had your druthers, what would you like to see happen here?
I would really like to see the DREAM Act moving forward and passing. I would like to see that as a Christmas gift for myself and for thousands of students all across the United States who, you know, we had a whole bunch of students with the military flags yesterday doing drills and actually going to recruiters and asking, please let me serve. And so, you know, for us, it would be a tremendous gift and an opportunity for me as a special education teacher who works with autistic kids to be able to fully do and give my dream, which is to work with those much-needed population.
I'm Doug Steffen, continuing on this hour's countdown, focusing on illegal immigration again. Are we ever going to get beyond this? Let's go to Fox, where Chris Wallace speaks with Senator Jeff Sessions, focused on the DREAM Act and what currently is written in the bill.
The Senate Democratic leaders are still talking about trying to pass the DREAM Act, which would create a path to citizenship for the children of illegals who decide to go to college or to serve this country in the military. Do you think there's any chance the DREAM Act will pass in this lame duck session of Congress?
I certainly hope not. The only chance is for them to try to ram it through in the last days of this lame duck Congress while the Democrats still have a majority. Now, the American people spoke in this last election on this question. You simply have got to end this process of granting amnesty to millions, creating a system that would be entirely unenforceable. And I don't think the Senate will vote for it, but we'll have a battle. It could be a close vote for sure.
Well, let me ask you about that, because Republicans now have the ability to filibuster, at least numerically they do, 42 votes. It makes you sound like you think there could be some defections on the Republican side.
There could be. Hopefully not many. I know one or two Democrats have said they're not for the bill. Ben Nelson, for example, has clearly said he opposes this legislation. One of the biggest problems with it is all you have to do is finish a high school or have a GED, then you can assert that you intend to go to college, and nobody's ever going to come back and investigate that. This will be a major loophole affecting millions of people, and people even up to age 30 or 35, depending on which one of the four bills that have been introduced, will be eligible to apply.
Well, let's talk about the substance, the principle here, because we're not talking about adult illegals who come across the border. We're talking about the children who obviously didn't have much control and the decision their parents made. You talk about a loophole I was unaware of in terms of, I thought it was people who actually went to college. You say it's just an intention, but it also includes people, the children of illegals who decide to serve their country in the military. Isn't there, or do you not think that there's any room to give any of these folks a head start or to move to the front of the line and in the path to citizenship?
Chris, let me answer that honestly. This country has got to confront our massive illegality in immigration. The American people totally oppose it. At some point, we've got to end that, and only then can we reasonably and decently deal with the people who've entered our country illegally and decide how to handle that.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink, so if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that, too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
You'll be able to email me, Doug, at DougStephan.com. You can check out the connection to Twitter or Facebook. A lot of people are talking about this. Methinks it will gain a little speed, a little momentum, as we get closer to the end of the month. Here from CNN, Kyra Phillips speaks with Carlos Roa. Roa says that he's been in America since he was two and talks about what the DREAM Act would mean to him.
Do you think that you've been punished for decisions that your parents made?
I think that's the reality today in this country. Young people, especially young people such as ourselves, just because we want to give back and provide, like, it's just, you know, when we immigrate to this country, we do so because the conditions in our country and our countries are for various reasons. And so when we come here, we just want to provide, and yet we're punished for it. Unfortunately,
well, tell me how.
For example,
tell me how.
Well, I was brought here at the age of two, and all I know is this country. And yet, when I have limited access to higher education, I can't legally work, I can't legally drive, I can't join the military, which I tried after high school. It's really difficult to live your life, and dreams are shattered. And there's millions of undocumented, there's hundreds of thousands of undocumented students, just like myself, that just want to give back to society and can't because of the circumstances, because the DREAM Act hasn't passed.
And Carlos, you know, critics say that this act is an amnesty plan disguised as an educational initiative. How do you respond to that?
This bill is far from amnesty. You have to, within a six-year period, have to be in college for a minimum of 2 years or join the military and or join the military for 2 years and complete those 2 years. And there's requirements for this bill. You have to have lived here in this country before the age of 16, have lived here for over 5 years, have graduated from high school or have a GED equivalent. It's not an easy pathway. You have to work for it. And there's dreamers. I know personally know dreamers here that have doctor's degrees and still cannot even, they can't give back. It would change the life. It would transform the lives of hundreds of thousands of students that just, you know, just need a ray of hope in their lives. If the DREAM Act were to pass, I would be so happy, and I would just give back to society in so many ways, just like I'm doing so right now within my community and within or throughout the country.
Up next is Talk Host Frank Beckman speaking with Rod Beck from Numbers USA.
Tell us about the DREAM Act and what it means and who's behind it, and just take the floor for a minute.
Well, you bet. It's the threat, and a lot of, we're actually telling our million online registered members that this is their last chance to fight an amnesty. This next Congress will not even think about an amnesty. For 9 years, we've been fighting every single year these amnesty attempts. Now, for four years, Pelosi and Reid, Speaker of the House, Majority Leader in the Senate, have had big Democratic majorities to try to pass an overall amnesty that also had a lot of enforcement in it. They have not even dared to bring them up for a vote. So now that they're in a lame duck session, they are bringing up not the big amnesty with all the enforcement in it, which we oppose, but they're bringing up this DREAM Act amnesty, which has no enforcement in it at all. It would provide an amnesty for around 2 million illegal aliens who would come into an office and sign a paper and claim to be under the age of 36 and to have been brought to this country illegally by their parents before they were 16. And that's the argument. The argument is, well, these are people who were brought to the country, they didn't decide to come to the country. Their parents brought them here. But you could be brought here or come here when you're 15 years old and be 35 years old now, and you could get this amnesty. Of course, on the other hand, you could have not have done any of that and just claim it, and you will get the provisional amnesty. And the bill is written so that the only way you can lose your amnesty is if the government brings an individualized case against you and proves that you lied. So it's written to be loophole-filled, ready for fraud.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour. That's the time for us to sort of do a what is the old expression? Dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear. We're talking in this hour about the DREAM Act, so-called DREAM Act, which would give legality to illegals. That is, people who are brought here by their parents. They would qualify for legal residency if they have a couple of years of college under their belt or go serve Uncle Sam for a couple of years. What do you think is the right way to handle all of this stuff? Are we ever going to settle this problem? Are we ever going to fix this horrible situation? Look at what they're doing in Florida. Have you heard the story about how they're sort of trying to follow in the footsteps of Arizona? They have 800,000 illegal immigrants in Florida. Here from C-SPAN, Paul Orgel speaking with Daniel Stern, who's the president of American Immigration Reform, and they break down the specifics of this DREAM Act.
The DREAM Act, what is it in your view?
There has been for some time now an effort by partisans on one side of this issue to thwart immigration enforcement by whatever means necessary, and this has been going on now for a couple of decades. And at the same time they've been trying to hamstring every area of immigration enforcement, there's been this big push to promote amnesty. And it's been going on now aggressively since 2000. Having been unsuccessful in passing a mass amnesty bill, which they call comprehensive immigration reform, sponsors now led by the Democratic leadership are trying to come up with a tailored amnesty. And you can call it the so-called DREAM Act, but it's really an amnesty dressed up in its Sunday best. In this case, for a class of individuals who happen to fall within certain parameters, they feel that those parameters make the bill more appealing. But the reason why the DREAM Act is so controversial is that it's being overlaid against a template of no credibility in the executive for enforcement and a strong sense among the American people that this is not the priority Congress ought to be pursuing in a lame duck session. So the DREAM Act essentially is like a big private bill. If your viewers remember Abscam way back in the 1970s, it was about a bribery scandal involving getting a private bill through Congress. Private bills are kind of a legal form of political graft. And this is really a big private bill for a set of beneficiaries. In this case, people brought here under a certain age who have now been here for a certain period of time and who may be, the sponsors claim children, but who may be now as old as 30 or 35, depending on the version. And through this dizzying array of complex versions of the bills, Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi in the waning days of the lame duck are trying to get through this very complex piece of legislation without even us seasoned Washington observers fully understanding precisely what's in the bill, what it entails, and what it means for downstream immigration numbers or policy. Nominally, what it's going to do is allow a person who checks into high school, I guess a GED equivalent, who meets certain age parameters and residency parameters to get non-immigrant or what is a temporary status. And what non-immigrant is like a visitor visa kind of status, but which can be renewed indefinitely. So you can get this if you meet certain educational parameters. Get a GED if you enroll in college, nominally designed to try to encourage people to go to school to get an education. You don't have to graduate from college, or you can enroll in the military. The idea is that you retain this conditional status. If you graduate, then you can get your green card, and then, of course, you can petition for relatives and start the chain migration phenomenon going on at a considerable cost and expense to American taxpayers. Now, look, I want to state for the record, Paul, it would be great if everybody could come here. I mean, we at FAIR would love to live in a perfect world where we had no immigration limitations. But clearly, this continues a pattern of our politicians, some politicians, not Jeff Sessions from Alabama, but some politicians who continue promising amnesty in a way that promotes further illegal immigration. And there's no question that the big objection to the DREAM Act, the so-called DREAM Act, is that it really would promote continued illegal immigration at a time when the administration is attacking the states and frankly, the American people who are trying to get this situation under control.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Moving along now at 33 past the hour, the Talk Radio Review, the countdown, the focus on the so-called DREAM Act. You heard from the president of the American Immigration Reform Movement breaking down the specifics of the DREAM Act and his lack of support for it. If you were a legislator and you could vote whether you were in Florida or Arizona or any other state or whether you were in the Congress of the United States, how would you vote on this? Let's get some more feelings. It's sort of the pulse of the nation that we take here. With your calls included at 800-510-8255. Here from the radio world, Joe Pags, which is short for Pagliaroli, I think, or Pagliarini, says there's a lot more to this DREAM Act. Ah, really? Read between the lines and read the small print.
The 10 things you need to know about the DREAM Act, make sure that you don't just take the media accounts because the media is not doing a very good job on this story. The media is only reporting that the DREAM Act would offer amnesty or a path to citizenship to those who would sign up for military service or those who would go to college. The first question I had from day one was, why would I want to give somebody the benefit of citizenship and ignoring the fact that they're here illegally because they went to college and tried to benefit themselves and give themselves a better future? That was always the first question. But then I would always say, and I meant it, if you're willing to put on a uniform, military uniform, you should get a path to citizenship. That part of the DREAM Act I liked. Well, it turns out you don't have to be a military member. You can sign up for the military and not make it and still stay because you could make the case that if you were to be deported, it would be a hardship on you and your family. Well, duh. Everybody who's here illegally would say it would be a hardship to be deported. And also, the whole college deal, it's not like you have to get a degree or anything. Oh, and by the way, when it comes to the military, it's not really the military. You can sign up for any uniformed agency, like NOAA, the weather agency. And also, there are provisions in this that would allow you, as you're waiting for your path to citizenship after filling out the application, you can't be prosecuted, you can't be looked into, you can't be investigated. And if you do get that path to citizenship, you immediately can bring in and migrate or immigrate your family members here, including your parents who brought you here illegally and violated the law, including your sisters and brothers, their kids. They all get green cards. No limitation. Just go and read it for yourself. I read all 10 of the things you need to know, written by Jeff Sessions, a Republican senator from Alabama. The 10 things you need to know about the DREAM Act. It's not what the media is reporting it is. It is blanket amnesty. That's basically what it is. It's amnesty.
Wow, what a shock. I am shocked to hear that would be the kind of thing that we'd be asked to avoid. Aren't you shocked to hear that? Amazing. My goodness gracious me. That somebody in the service of America is going to try to screw America like that just because they think it's the right thing to do. I understand the good intentions. A lot of people I know think that these folks have come here, we ought to help them get jobs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which is fine. Actually, it would be great if there weren't almost 10% of Americans who are out of work. And then if we had a process to make them legal, to do it the right way, that'd be fine. But amnesty? No. Thumbs down on that. What say you? 800-510-8255. There have been satellite pictures, by the way, in case you haven't heard this side of the story. And you know how there's a thing on the Internet going around now, space shots of the tallest building in the world. I think it's in Dubai. And you think you're on top of it. It's so close, taken from 249 miles out in space. And so when you hear the stories about the satellites that are around and covering pretty much every inch of ground at some point in time during every hour of every day, you are not surprised to hear that the satellite monitoring of these people coming across the border, again, something that the government doesn't seem to want you to know for whatever the reason. Numbers going across in Arizona, astounding. But they go from Arizona into other places, too. They go across into Texas. And the people coming to Florida aren't coming in on the water. They're coming in Louisiana. They're coming in, and they're just not, I'm sorry, not Louisiana, in New Mexico or in Arizona, California. Then they migrate over to Florida. But if there are 800,000 illegals in Florida, how many do you think there are in your state? Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, wherever. And those jobs that they have are keeping Americans. Somebody came up with a suggestion earlier this week on this program where we were talking about what to do with the how to pay people minimum wage and all that stuff. Get rid of the minimum wage, and you would stop a lot of this. So how many people have you heard from that had two or three jobs? There are oftentimes, that's the case with many of these illegals. They're hard workers. And it would be great if they were Americans. We'd like to have them here. But there are plenty who are here sucking off the public teat, as they say. And so that's, I think, what the aim is, to try to stop that. Yeah, there's all kinds of reasons to stop it. Just not right. It isn't right. People say, well, you were born here by luck. Your parents, my grandparents came, my father's father and mother and grandmother came from Belgium and Germany. And so my father, if it were not for the fact that they came here, would have been born probably in Holland. And so then how would we have become? How would I be? I wouldn't have been born here. It wouldn't have been my mother and father getting together. Nothing, right? But that's the way it is, and it has worked out that way. So the people who are here, whether it's luck or not, let's do it right. 800-510-8255. Explain how you feel as we take your call on this review of one of the big stories, big topics, big subject matters of the week in the world of talk radio and talk television here on The Countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light, 500 watt, for just $14.88 and save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get three toolboxes for the price of one, only $12.97. Available at participating stores while supplies last. But you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True Value. Start right, start here for the holidays.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
800-510-8255. Let's take on the day here. Starting with Terry, who's listening on the radio in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Hello, Terry. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Mr. Stephen. How you doing?
Well, sir. And you?
Oh, I'm just, I wanted to give you my take on this.
Sure, please.
Okay. You know, you have millions of teenagers, at least in this country right here now, they go out and break the law one time, and they're certifying them and making them adults and label them fellas for life. And they'll never be able to join the military. They can't buy a gun. They won't be able to vote. But it's, they only broke the law one time. What are you going to do with all the people that were born here that's only broken the law one time and said their rights taken away? And the immigration has got to be just the perfect example of the Hegelian dialectic because, you know, they're creating a problem by not enforcing the borders or not enforcing the immigration law. And that's really all I have to say.
All right. Well, you've done a good job explaining yourself. Thank you. Let's listen to Carlos for a moment here. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air now.
Yes, in regards to what's happening with the illegals, I believe that the parents that came here illegal that brought their children, I'm talking about the children that were forcefully brought here without their decision knowingly.
They were forcefully, wait a minute, that's, come on, don't, you sound silly. How do you know they were forcefully brought here? A young child that's 6 months old or a year old, that's a nonsensical statement to make.
No, it's not. I mean, if we brought slaves over, that was
we didn't bring any slaves over. What are you talking about? We didn't bring any slaves over. The slaves were brought by traders.
Come on now.
What are you talking about?
I believe, you know, the children deserve a chance to become citizens. I mean, they were brought here forcefully.
Are you one of these, sir?
Forcefully.
Are you one of these?
Become citizens.
Children? Are you one of them?
Come again?
Did you come here from, are you in this country because your parents came here, legally or illegally?
My grandparents came here illegally.
Legally or illegally?
Illegally, my grandparents. Mm-hmm. But they were able to fix papers under the Ronald Reagan amnesty.
Yeah.
When he passed it back in the 80s. And my parents are now citizens.
Right.
I was born here first generation. And now
did your parents come here against their will? Is that what they told you?
What was that?
Did your parents come here against their will?
Yes, they were also able to fix under the Reagan amnesty.
No, you're not answering my question. Did your parents, who came with your grandparents, come here against their will? Did they want to stay wherever it was that they were before they came to America?
They didn't have a choice at the time. They did what their parents told them.
How old were they when they came over?
They were teenagers.
Mm-hmm. And you think they would have rather stayed back there? Is that what they told you?
I think during the times when they came, I think it was much easier.
Easier to do what?
Now, to become citizens.
I'm going to refrain from saying what I'm thinking. It isn't It's as easy now as it ever has been. The situation, the system hasn't changed, the best of my knowledge. I could be wrong, but I don't think the system is much different now than it was when I was in college, let's say. But it's preposterous. Again, my opinion, your opinion, the opinion, to say as teenagers that you came here against your will, why does that justify? It's frustrating, isn't it? Okay, I'm just going to go on. Tommy, calling in from Texas with an explanation as to his thinking. Go ahead, sir.
On the DREAM Act, taking a step further than just the amnesty. Of course, I'm concerned with the it being a gift-wrapped amnesty package. But what about other heritages coming in, like maybe Taliban or Al-Qaeda operatives infiltrating the military? I mean, this Major Hassan up in Fort Hood, you know, went nuts. He is a whack terrorist. And, I mean, over the years, this could absolutely infiltrate our military and destroy it from within, give away secrets to the operatives over in the Middle East, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it could really grow into a huge decay from within the military if they allow this. Secondly, can anybody remember Pravda? Wasn't that just a propaganda machine for the government in Russia back in the 70s? That's what our media is these days. They're just a Pravda. I mean, they're a propaganda, sensationalist machine that supports the liberal government. And, you know, Nikita Khrushchev said it best. We have nothing to fear from the United States. They're going to destroy themselves from within. They'll take care of their own selves.
Well, that's a paraphrasing of what he said, yeah. But we have done a pretty good job so far of weakening ourselves. If you look around, there are a lot of people who think our fiscal health, for example, is worse than what Europe, the shape where Europe is in at the moment, or China. And it's because of things like this where we spend all of this money for things that are not just and fair and legal. And if you look at the state of California, especially, that's a great example of how not to do it. Look at their fiscal circumstances. Excuse me, and look at what people who come there illegally can do. It's just either you have a process or you don't. You don't want to have a process, you don't have the law. Why should anybody, and this is the old specious argument, follow the law, any law, when the laws that have been written are not being obeyed? Whatever the law, if you have a law on the books and isn't being obeyed, why have it on the books? Take it off the books. Change it. Dump it. Fix it. Gilbert is in Oklahoma wondering.
I cannot believe some of the things that I am hearing from our government is that either you're breaking the law or you're not. Either we have a law or you don't. These people are being rewarded for breaking the law. Now, they obviously have come from some country. And when they are talking about separating families, take them with you. More importantly, here in Tulsa, the entry-level jobs, like working at the fast food things around town, for young kids learning how to work and earn a living of some kind, is taken. You have people working at McDonald's and things that's 40 years old, Mexicans and things. And so we are rewarding them. And plus, let me say this also, is that from sitting here in Tulsa, this policy is a racist policy. No other group has been rewarded in such a fashion. I got out of the hospital a few months ago, and coming through the emergency room, it was overflowing with illegals.
Yep. That's, you see that all the time in hospitals. The hospital in the town where I live in Massachusetts, you, in order to get really good service, you are better off speaking Spanish than you are speaking English. And most of those people don't pay. And it's become... It's like a caricature. It's like a punchline for a joke, all of these things. And we're all getting played here. If there was a mechanism to let these people in, have them go through a process, and it didn't cost you and me money in terms of what our tax was being used for, then it would be okay. But there's no respect that's attached to this by many, if not most, of those who are here. Taking advantage of the opportunities, and the opportunities are dwindling. So maybe in the end, this all will take care of itself, because there are limited opportunities. That's why a lot of people have gone back. I think, 3-4 million, according to the latest tally, have exited in the past year because they can't make any money here anymore. So you go someplace else and find how to survive. 51 past the hour on the countdown.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
An ad council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Let's continue with your calls here. This is a program that focuses on input from various talk radio hosts and talk television hosts, things that we pick up as we monitor Twitter and Facebook, for example. And then the most important thing are your calls. Mike in Illinois, let's have some info from you.
I would just like to say that I think the DREAM Act is really more of an issue, not so much of immigration, although it is connected, but it's really more about handling a problem we have now where we have all these kids who grow up here, and in all aspects other than just being born here, they are American. They participate in the culture. You know, some of their parents even, like, pay taxes even if they don't have to, but they're left out in the dust after a certain amount of time. Like, they go to college to try and get an education. And if they get a degree and they're not legal, then that's not worth anything to anyone. So they're out to compete in the economy just like everyone else. Because, I mean, they already are involved in the economy.
They're already involved in the economy, taking away from the economy of those who are here legally. But are we just lucky? Do we have the wrong focus? Are we just lucky? Ray in Florida, one of the states with a big problem, with his thoughts on this.
Here's the thing. It's not the DREAM Act. It's the SCHEME Act. Here's the thing. My dad, I served 4 years in the U.S. military. My dad, he's a construction worker, and he got guys coming over through the Mexican border. People don't realize that the Coyotes are running maybe 25% Hispanic culture. The other are Pakistan. And the thing is, once you get over here and you get in trouble or say something happens where, say, God forbid, another terrorist act, and they want to start deporting all the Pakistanis and stuff like that. All we got to do is fill out an application, and you're free to get away with anything, man. It's crazy because when I got back from the tour, I got a DWI. And now it's really, I mean, I've got a job, but it's really hard to have something like that on your application. And it's crazy that, you know, somebody can come over here from a different country, not pay no taxes for years and years, and then all of a sudden they get in trouble, and all they got to do is go fill out an application so they don't get deported?
Yeah. Makes no sense at all, does it? 800-510-8255. Chris is in Hannibal, Missouri, with input on this. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the Countdown Live.
Thank you, Doug.
Sure.
I remember when Reagan and them, the thing is
always before in these amnesty acts, they've always promised us some enforcement, if not some border closure.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even trying to do that this time. They're just saying, here you go.
It's pretty discouraging, isn't it, when you get down to it? All right, that's a quick and to-the-point comment. Gerhard, do you have an equally quick and to-the-point comment?
Well, we're letting in too many people, and there's nothing for them to do. Unlike back around 1920 when there was, where now it's almost 10 times the number that was coming in 1920 is, quote, immigrants, unquote, today. And this, I don't know if this includes those colonizers brought over by the United Nations, all these Somalians. That's where they've come from. The United Nations has brought them over because they're, quote, refugees or asylum seekers. I'm sorry. You should be culturally contiguous to get the privilege of immigration to America.
All right. Interesting thoughts. Thank you. Lucy is in Kansas, and I guess that we ought to listen to her. She has to say about her family.
My background is Mexican. I'm a real estate investor. Parents came here in the 50s, got in line like they are supposed to. And now we are all educated, doing what we're supposed to be doing as an American. I don't understand this. Not only is the private parts of the United States people is up for grabs, now we have to negotiate with people that are, these are considered terrorists. I don't appreciate what is going on. Whoever came up with this, this representative, he ought to be put in jail for coming up with something like this. This is ridiculous. I am against it, and I will tell any Mexican that is standing before me, no, get in line. You don't like it? Go back. This is not right. If the United States ever lets this go by, which I doubt it. I mean, I would be very stupid. But if this ever goes through, I'm telling you, this would be opening up a can of worms. Like, if you think this is bad now, you hold on to your bridges, America. Hold on for the ride of your life.
Hold on to your britches. Here's Scotty in Indiana with a final thought.
Okay, I just want to comment on one thing. Like, I've been working since I was 14. I'm now 50 all my life, as far as I'm concerned. And all this bickering about the immigrants, the only problem I have with that is this. You need to take care of the American people right now. Okay, because I worked around a lot of these guys. They take their money, they send it back home. They don't spend it in America. They send it back home, having family build them house out there. You got to keep the money here. So that's why I say, that's all I have to say. You know, worry about the Americans. Let's take care of home. I don't think this is a time that they should even be talking about the Dream Act.
All right, there it is, America.